Good Thursday morning to you. I'm Jay Ogden of Oakland Church of Christ. Hope you're off to a wonderful start to your day. Let's talk about two are better than one. The Word of God recognizes how much we need each other. The church was purposed in the mind of God before time because the All-Wise saw that the need for it in human relationships. Loneliness can be a terrible and destructive thing. Other human contact, especially if it is with like-minded people with a desire to do the right thing, can be entirely wholesome and good. This is what the church is all about, and as an organization and an agency in human society is mostly about. As the scripture says, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him that is alone when he falleth and has not another one to lift him up. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 10. So, two are better than one, because when one falls, the other one can help him up to stand again. We must remember this when we consider why the church must be a part of our lives. Two are better than one, because one may help to bear the burden of another. How many times have you heard someone say, "This is almost more than I can bear"? Often we can sympathize that what they must bear is nearly more than one can deal with alone. But the wonderful thing is that we never ought to have to bear our burdens alone. Of course, we know that the Lord's going to help us in such times, but it is a boon to our souls to know that we have brothers and sisters in Christ who share our grief and pain and help to love us through those trying times. As Paul wrote, "Bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ," Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. Observing the law of Christ involves sharing the burdens so heavy upon our fellow Christians. We are supposed to be there to help. Two are better than one because the prayers of one may benefit another. Those who pray for us are our helpers. They may be confined to a bed or a wheelchair, but if they are supportive of the work we are doing through the prayers, then they are friends of the first order. Paul spoke of the prayers which the Corinthians uttered on his and his fellow laborers' behalf, and fond appreciation and deep love. You also helping us on our behalf by your supplication, that for the gift bestowed upon us means of so many, thanks be given by many persons on our behalf. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 11. Two are better than one because the great work of the gospel is too much for any single individual to accomplish. Paul spoke of the work that he and Apollos did together, even though they were at Corinth at different times and under wholly different circumstances. Still, he viewed himself and Apollos as working together toward a common goal. Paul had converted the majority of those whom Apollos later instructed. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6, "I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that they ought that the things that he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common." Acts chapter 4, verse 32. Two are better than one because when we work together with one another in the church, we are working together with God. At times we tend to view the church as a wholly human relationship, a segment of the overall community or society that we live in, but it is not so. The church is his fold, his holy temple, his royal priesthood of believers, his blood-bought and spirit-filled body. It was his intent that through this means, men and women might enter into the covenant relationship with the Father and serve him spiritually as stewards in common cause with the Lord himself. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1 says, "And working together with him, we entreat also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain." We hope you have a wonderful day today. If you're in our area, we meet at Oakland Church of Christ at 18111 Townsend Ford Road. We would love to have you at any time. We meet on Sunday mornings at 9:30 for Bible study, 10:20 for worship, again Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. We also meet on Wednesday evenings at 7 o'clock for Bible study. We would love to have you. Thank you and have a wonderful, blessed day.